Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brian and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time, September 3rd. Thank God for that. It's a beautiful Wednesday. High of 83, currently 60 with clear skies at Wyandotte Lake.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Powerball drawing Wednesday?
Oh, I'm feeling like we 2 days away from our Kansas City Chiefs.
That feels good.
In Sao Paulo, Brazil.
You got your flight, buddy?
No. A night flight.
Something like that.
We got Prosecutor Melissa Johnson. She'll be on the show this morning at around 7:38.
Of course, we got a What's the Word. That'll be happening at 8:09. But we also have our TMG, and Cardi B just beat a case of alleged assault, then left the courtroom, and then almost got into another assault.
Oh, Lord have mercy. She can't stay out of trouble, man. It's cool. Hump it out. Come on. We in the middle of the week. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
If you could instantly have whatever you wanted, none of it would mean anything. It's your investment of time, attention, and effort that gives value to whatever you experience or possess. The object of your desire is not really what you desire. What you desire is meaning, relevance, to have an impact on existence. Your objectives provide a framework for expressing that meaning, for producing that impact. The process is just as important as the result, often even more so. To dream of acquiring anything without the slightest effort is not only delusional, it also blocks you from the very result you long for, which is an affirmation of your relevance. Your life does indeed matter, and the more focused, purposeful effort you put forth, the more deeply you encounter your own significance. Pay attention to what you desire and remind yourself of what that desire's message really is. It's compelling you to be the person and take the kinds of actions that will bring your objective to life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25, it's a high of 83, currently 60, clear skies at Village West. Young Thug's jail's call continue to leak, and this one time, he's speaking about Kendrick Lamar's lack of collaboration with artists of the same genre.
I don't want to do no feature. Why? Why you don't want to do no feature? Supposed to who blessing? That's why them niggas will never be bigger than Drake, ever in life. Buddy with everybody. Nah, I mean, like Drake, ain't. How many can take care of their family because of Buddy?
You should never be entitled to something. Let's start there.
That too. Yeah, of
that's
course.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah, I understand people, but once again, look.
That's Atlanta attitude too, though.
Because they are big in collaboration, which has put on a lot of people. And I have seen people that are successful, they do a lot of collaboration. So I can understand his sentiments. And let's also remember, these are private phone calls.
That too.
So
but,
this isn't a public.
That's how you really feel, though.
And I get that. Because, I mean, you know.
How many other people feel that way?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, but that's definitely an Atlanta thing. They do that. Everybody collaborates with everybody down there. And if you don't, you.
It seems like, what's up with you?
They not like us.
Yeah. Switching gears, during a recent appearance on Kai Cenat's Mafia 3 live stream, Kim Kardashian revealed why she doesn't support homework for children.
I don't believe in homework because, like,
you gotta go home
kids
and
are in school for 8 hours a day. When they come home, like, they need to also then do sports, have a life, spend time with their family. I think the homework should be left for, like, in school.
I get what she's saying. But
I do get that, too.
But, bro...
It depends also what school you at. So let's be clear.
I'm growing because if this was Brian of a few
years been yellow.
Ago,
you would have been yelling.
Like, because this is preposterous to me. She sounds like a teenager. You don't sound like a mother right now. And I get what you're saying with the time and you want to be conscious of that with your kids.
You do have to.
Yes, you do. But greatness comes with work done outside of actual work. You have to put in those 10,000 hours, man, of whatever it is that you're trying to do. And especially if your kids are struggling, that is the problem.
If your kids are struggling, correct.
If they're struggling, yes. Bro, that is the problem. There is not enough heat being put on these kids at home, at the house. And then they go out in real life, and their expectations are just out of whack. This, like, come on, man.
We're going to have to continue this conversation and actually get on the stream with it, because we definitely got some opinions on it. So make sure you get on your Hot 103 Jams. Go to that Hot 103 Jams Facebook page right now. We finna get on that live stream to talk a little bit more about this.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38 The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
So the Olathe Public Schools rolled out a new safety system this year. The decision feels even more timely, unfortunately, after last week's school shooting in Minneapolis that left educators and parents nationwide once again reflecting on security inside schools. And this is of the utmost importance because of the phone policies here in the Midwest too. But the district is transitioning from ALICE to Standard Response Protocol, and the SRP is integrated into the district's crisis alert system and features color-coded strobes inside classrooms and hallways that match emergency commands. So staff badges can also trigger alerts, allowing for faster communication during emergencies. Students and staff across the district will do training drills under this new protocol this year, D. And they're saying that the goal is to make the system second nature so students and teachers can feel more confident if they ever face an emergency inside their schools. So, interested to see how this goes, man. I'm just always looking for new and better ways to make sure our kids are safe.
Yeah, safe and secure. Because, I mean, you dropping off your kid this morning and all you can think about is them safely returning home to you and telling you about the day. So that's all we all want in every single district.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We got a few of them coming through too. All right. Big shout out and a happy early birthday to Denisha Jones. She's always tapped in with us. And then one of our cousins says they want to give a shout out to Teresa Van Gotham. Hopefully I got that right. Sorry if I didn't, cousin, for taking them to school and even, just making sure things are all good. We appreciate you. And shout out to Miss Lydia Moreno just for always tapping in the Hot 103 Jam. Shout out to Layla and Lola, and I think another Layla, too. This is a mom and a dad that's sending over a text, so appreciate you. Yolanda Chase, Valencia, Terry, Jania, Janaea, Jaden, all blessings from Mama. We appreciate you. And then, of course, we're on the stream right now. We're having a full-on conversation about parenting styles. So shout out to all the cousins on the Facebook Hot 103 Jams page. You want to hop in the conversation? Go ahead and open that Facebook app. You already probably on it, for real.
You know, we like to talk about barbecue, D. But Labor Day travelers at Kansas City International Airport, they were able to sample a new barbecue restaurant. Now, it's called Maybe you're interested in this, D. I don't know. It's called Meeting Rushmore, and it's open at the International Airport. D, you plan on stopping by Meet Rushmore?
Yeah, I say that for you. But, yeah, shout out to him for sure. That's major.
Pause. That was crazy.
Why are you saving it for me? What's on your Meet Rushmore?
You know, that's what, I'd rather hear what's on yours. Because I don't know.
Chicken ribs? Steak? Burn-ins,
burn-ins,
I guess.
Yeah, I was hoping you would say burn-ins. Burn-ins is a good selection.
I'm going to stop by Meet Rushmore, man, at the KCI.
I ain't going to lie. Hold on, though. Airport got some good spots.
For real?
Like, I'm going to be honest with you.
I normally don't eat at the airport.
No, I'm telling you, and I know we got to get up out this break, but real quick, I just got to let you know. The airport food is just so fire. I was flying out a couple months ago. Flew out, grabbed some food from some chicken spot. It was just, oh,
was
my goodness.
Was it Shaq's chicken spot?
Exactly. Had no clue, right?
It was good.
On the plane, ate it, so fire. I said, oh my God, what is this? Flew back, it was closed. Called the airport the next day to see if I can get a buddy pass to go through TSA and go back and get the chicken.
Stop it.
It's called Big Chicken, and it was so fire. And I still,
good country eating.
I still need to go back. I might just book me a fake flight just to get through TSA to get down to the terminal, to get down to the chicken spot. It was that fire, I'm telling you. I just had to share that.
I'm going to have to try that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 83, currently 58, sunny skies at 7th Street Casino. The other day, a Los Angeles jury ruled in Cardi B's favor, dismissing a $24 million lawsuit from a former security guard who alleged that she was assaulted by Cardi in 2018. Well, after Cardi B was victorious, she left the courtroom and she had some I'm going to reword that because that's just not coming out.
Go ahead, dude. You good.
She has some words that wasn't kind.
I don't care. You're disrespectful. Don't do that. Do you see women asking those type of questions to me? Why do you feel as a man you got to ask me those type of questions? Act like you have some manners and your mama taught you. Respect women.
Oh, boy, this is another Deanna, two things can be true. Because, all right, you open yourself up. You're a celebrity. Everybody knows about your divorce and your personal life and stuff. So, like, I think it was a fair question.
Well, the thing is, before she went off on him, she grabbed a pen and threw it at him.
She did. But she was angry.
Beat a case to almost end up in another case.
Yeah.
Plus two is equaling five right there. But hey.
Not smart. Not smart. Mm. But she was disrespected. At least she feels that way.
Right. She's notorious for throwing things.
She threw a mic at the crowd that one time.
She threw a mic and she ran into, I think, Ra Ali a couple months ago and actually talked about on Twitter how she threw a speaker at her.
Would you have been felt disrespected with that question? He asked her, y'all. He was questioning.
I probably wouldn't have threw nothing. That's not my type of steez. But yeah,
would you felt disrespected, though, with the question that they asked?
I mean, probably.
He asked, do you expect any, like, I'm paraphrasing.
Issues with the paternity.
Yes, we're paraphrasing.
Right.
With Offset and Stephon Diggs.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean. There's that. Yeah. Switching gears, shout out to Casanet. He's been in his bag. Young streamer on social media that's been doing some major interviews. He's been getting a lot of big names, some A-listers, and you will not guess who came out. Mariah Carey. She sat down.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
SZA.
A-Boogie. Why is it A-Boogie?
A-Boogie is your favorite rapper?
Yep.
I love A-Boogie.
What about Youngboy?
I don't know Youngboy.
What about PB Rock? What about Lil Uzi Vert?
Lil Uzi Vert. I mean, yes, but, you know, I'm not going to know everybody that you guys know.
What's your favorite place to travel to?
Capri.
Where's that?
Italy.
I've never been.
Well, it's time for us to go.
You want to go to Italy?
Let's go!
She was going, she had to hit that high pitch voice just one time. But I really, the thing here is, I like the fact that Mariah Carey is blending with the younger generation because in order to stay relevant, I think that is important.
It's her son's fault.
Why is it her son's fault?
You don't remember when he got embarrassed that she would hop on his stream? She does that. She'll hop on
and
the stream.
And I'm sure her kids are probably like, oh, wow, mom, you going on Casanet stream? You know, that means something for them.
Well, he was embarrassed.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I mean, because his mama's Mariah Carey. I get it. Your mom's a celebrity, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that.
Yo, this is Kevin Holmes at KSHB 41. I'm up hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jam.
Join with us as she is every single first of the month is Melissa Johnson, Jackson County Prosecutor. Now, Prosecutor Johnson, youth violence feels like it's reaching younger and younger kids, man. This week, a boy under 16 lost his life to gun violence while just walking in South KC. When you hear about cases like this, what goes through your mind, not just as a prosecutor, but as a member of this community?
Ooh, I mean, it's so much future potential lost, and it's heavy. It feels like generations of especially young people of color are losing their lives to things that are preventable. And youth violence lives at the intersection of so many things that our country and our systems have failed our families on, whether you're talking about the education system, whether you're talking about mental health resources, making sure our young Black boys especially have the proper emotional intelligence to know that their future is worth more than an instant argument. You know, parenting, you know, the loss of jobs and not having economic advantages and the things that leads some of our parents down, which is certainly not an excuse. So I say all that to say, as a person, I mean, stuff like that, stuff like what happened the other day should not happen. Just simply should not happen. And it's a sad day in Kansas City when it does.
Last month, Melissa, we talked about the Save KC program, but another important group is the Combat, as there's been a recent executive director, Woodard, put in place. Could you talk a little bit about what this Combat program is and what's the goal?
Absolutely. So Combat, the community-backed anti-crime tax, is a 4-cent sales tax that is imposed all over Jackson County. And it goes into this lump sum of money, which yields about $30 million annually. And this money is to be invested into violence reduction and violence prevention and intervention initiatives. So the social workers, the service providers that are on the streets doing the real work every day, trying to get them more resources so that we can expand our capacity. Listen, the majority of what I do in my office is reactionary. The crime has already occurred. The harm has already happened. But the way that we truly reduce crime is getting out in front of it and preventing it before it can happen. And that's where Combat comes in for my office. I am so excited about our new executive director, Murray Woodard. He actually starts on Monday, September 8th. He has a long history in the philanthropic realm. Used to work at Kauffman Foundation for a long time, has deep community connections, deep community ties, and is very aware of the organizations that are out there doing the real work. Listen, this money doesn't need to go to programs that look good on paper. We need to get this money to programs that are actually touching people and moving the needle. And I am so confident that Murray will get it in the right direction.
Now, just last Sunday near Power and Light, two men were killed and three others, including a juvenile, were injured after what police say started as an argument. Now, Dee and I talk about shootings ad nauseum every week, it seems like. And it feels like so many of them start with simple disagreements that turn deadly. From your perspective, why are arguments turning into funerals in Kansas City? And what can be done to break that pattern?
Because we have some of the most relaxed gun laws in the country. Specifically, we have the third most relaxed gun laws in the entire country. Missouri is the third state that is the easiest to obtain a firearm, no matter your age, your race, or your background. When you marry poor emotional intelligence with easy access to a firearm, that is the perfect recipe for the loss of life, for danger, for harm. We have got to get these guns off of the street. Now, am I going to be naive and act like we can get them all off the street? Absolutely not. That's going to take a lot of time. All we're asking is just go back to 2017 when we had CCW permits that people had to get. Just one hurdle one prerequisite to be able to obtain a gun legally. Right now, we have conceal and carry without a permit. You can stand your ground. You can take guns pretty much into any building in our society unless they have a no guns allowed sign on it. So if I'm at the cash register in Domino's and I get into an argument with the person behind me and I have my gun on me, that just escalates the situation. So we have to get some of these firearms out of our community. Call your state legislators. Call the governor. Make sure that they know you want common sense gun reform on the books. Because a lot of people also don't know this. In the state of Missouri, under state law, it is legal for a person under the age of 16 to possess a weapon. It's illegal federally, but it's not illegal at the state. And that is where I operate. Those are the laws that I am called and sworn to uphold. And so we have got to get these gun laws under control. If we want to see Kansas City, St. Louis, now Springfield is inching up on the top most dangerous cities list. All of these places in Missouri don't just appear on this list by happenstance. It's because of the gun laws. And we've got to get it under control. And between all of this youth violence, another school shooting, it feels like there's another school shooting in our country once a week. I hope one day we wake up as a state and realize that this is one of the primary steps to making our community safer.
Thank you so much, Melissa, for joining us, taking time out of your busy, busy schedule. We know you got things to do. Have a good one and be a blessing.
Thank you all so much. I look forward to next month. Let me know when you want me back.
Yes, we'll
do. WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not be able to use in the workplace.
Okay.
Today's word is simple. It is flex. F-L-E-X. Flex. Have you ever heard that, B?
Oh, yeah. I use that for one of my wedding packages.
Okay. Okay. We'll have to dive into what that is little bit later. But flex. It's simple. It's just maybe to show something off. So even if you're trying to flex your muscles, you do a certain stance. If you're just trying to, you know, you're just leaving the gym and you're trying to see what type of work did you put in.
You feel me?
You're probably going to flex a little bit, just flex your muscles to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you got a new car, new iPhone, new Android, whatever. And you might be, you know, you feeling yourself a little bit.
Okay. We like that.
So maybe your friend's like, oh man, you got an iPhone charger. You like, oh man, I got the iPhone 20, bro.
Stop.
Hello. The charger I checked. You trying to flex.
Yeah, baby.
Relax. Dial it back a bit.
It's a sign of being bootsy almost.
Yeah, just a little bit. It can be if you take it too far. Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong with flexing, but just don't take it too far. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, it happens. It's inevitable. Like, if I win the Powerball tonight, I might start flexing.
That's how you get caught up.
Might pull up in a convertible.
You feel me?
I don't know. But flexing is just kind of showing something off. It could be anything. Maybe it's even a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or a wife, whoever. Mm. And maybe you feel like you got yourself a real good prize. You like, that's my boo. That's my baby. You walk into the spot. It's a couple's night. And you flexing. You got flexing. Your wife. You got your wife on your arm.
Uh-oh.
And you feeling good?
The tennis.
You might flex that night because you feel like you got something that is you proud of.
Ow.
Nothing wrong with being proud of the people around you and some of those materialistic things. Just don't get caught up in it.
Flex responsibly.
Hello. Right. Don't do it at home. Be careful. Your word for the day, flex. Use it. Don't abuse it.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:26 on your time. High of 83, currently 60, sunny skies at Hogan Prep Academy. Recently, Drake sat down and addressed the whole culture vulture thing again.
People will describe the collaborative efforts that I've put forth and the artists that I've shined a light on as me taking, you know, they'll put a negative spin on it and try and tell me, you know, that it's a self-serving thing or whatever. And I think I get really sensitive about that. And I think at that moment, I was just like, well, you know what? Then don't even worry about it.
Well, take your sensitive ass back to Canada then. Bye.
I wouldn't say all of that. Shout
really
out to Drake.
Sensitive about that.
Shout out to Drake. I mean, he's speaking his opinion on it.
Bye.
He helped us
Culture Vulture.
I wouldn't call him that. He's brought The Weeknd to bigger lights.
Culture Vulture.
Teamed up with Kendrick Lamar, ASAP Rocky, Migos, Party Next Door.
Culture Vulture.
Gunna.
Don't nobody care about no Party Next Door. He can take his ass back to Canada, too.
I see you didn't mention the same for The Weeknd. But switching gears, Dame Dash got a few things off his chest in a recent sit-down and even shared that he had a recent surgery.
Yesterday, I got a surgery in my eye because I had to remove liquid that's in my eye because I'm diabetic. You can diabetes shame me if you want, but other diabetics can relate. You know, you can get these things that are called floaters in your eye, and I got gel, everyone does, in their eye. It makes the blood stay there, so they had to take the gel out.
I'm not too sure his relationship with Jay-Z. I know they've had so much back and forth. And I just hope that it
ain't
sounds
no
like
relationship.
Dame Dash has had a lot going on. And I just hope that he figures his whole situation out and he's able to sit down and just kind of heal and rest.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those helpful, practical, and a little sneaky Virgos.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over a happy birthday to member of the group LMFAO. Happy birthday to Red Food. Another happy birthday shout out to singer-songwriter with some of the best looks in business. Happy birthday to August Alsina. Don't tell Jada. And a big happy birthday to my sister celebrating her 29th birthday live from Jamaica. Happy birthday to Dana Crowder. Love you, sister.
Okay, D, let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthday. Happy birthday, Kimmy Reeves, Flawless Diamond, and Levin Fountain. Happy birthday, Daryl Diesel Carter and Mike Nash. Blessing and birthday love to Ron Young. And a big special Hustle and Shine happy birthday to DJ Duke.
It's Duke Day.
Love you, man. Plus everybody else born on September 3rd. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
I see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. What's up? This is Aaron.
What's up, Aaron? What you doing?
Oh, just dropped my daughter off to school.
Okay. No, that's right.
All
right,
and no, I ain't got no check engine light on. Okay. Brand new.
You know, I was about to ask.
You trying to... He flexing.
Oh, what's the word, dog? Okay.
Got you in something no.
Yeah. How y'all been, cousin?
We good. Yeah, we happy you called. We got two tickets we might be able to hook you up with to go see Cat Williams in October at the T-Mobile Center. But you're going to have to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready, Aaron?
I'll try. Yes, I'm ready.
I can't wait to see your grin.
Let my love.
Come on.
Let my love adore you. Yeah, babe.
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, he's still going. Yeah, you did good. All right. I hear that passion. You know, Miguel's nephew's in the room with us. I like that. Okay, cousin. You getting them two tickets to go see Cat Williams in October, and now your name is also qualified to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. Who you taking to that comedy show? Who's going with you?
Oh, you already know my wife.
So we're going to make it a date night. I like that. You get you a Powerball ticket, or you don't care about that type stuff?
I got a lot of them.
So, okay. Fingers crossed for you.
I know you got one.
I got
and
two
I know,
of them.
I know my Leo brother got one.
Hell no.
I ain't participating.
Oh, man, come on, Aaron.
More money, look, more chances for us.
I'll come up there and give y'all some.
Oh, bet.
Yep. I'll make sure I write down your information right after this. No worries.
All right, man. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, Aaron.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. I want 103 Jams.
I need that money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Love is in the air, and people are still finding love and getting married. But there are some things that can interrupt a thriving relationship, such as immaturity, and according to wedding therapist Landis Behar, waiting to talk about important topics. You may ask, when is a good time to talk about important matters? It's when your relationship starts getting serious. Some of the topics you may want to consider before marriage are if you desire children, your long-term and short-term goals, previous marriages or engagements, medical and sexual history, religious beliefs, finances, and the list goes on. So if you need a book to assist you with your premarital journey, please visit uncappedinspiration.com. Again, that's uncappedinspiration.com. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.